number is not in service.
Another prank. Another prank. It's another prank call show. They make some fucking funny phone calls. It's another prank call show. Yeah!
Hey everyone, it's Richard, and I'm sick. I feel like total crap. I came down with a cold, which is kind of a rare occurrence, but I'm not going to let that stop me from putting together a bonersode for you. So here we go. Today is October 30th, 2019, and this is bonersode number 28, produced by Jay Smooth. Thanks, Jay Smooth. I probably sound like total crap right now, but let's get started.
Hello.
Oh, hey, David?
Yes.
Hey, it's Scam from down the street.
Yes.
I was just wondering if you could kind of do me a bit of a favor.
What's up?
I'm not feeling too well, and I was hoping that you could just kind of shut the fuck up over there.
To do what?
Just kind of, you know, just be quiet a little bit, because I'm trying to rest, you know, to get better.
Shut what up? Wait, shut what up?
You know, just shut the fuck up. You know, it's just a phrase or just a saying. You just kind of quiet down. That's all I'm saying.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, you know, it's just, you're making a lot of racket over there, and I'm trying to sleep.
Where? There's nobody here. It's my wife and I watching television.
Yeah, that's what I mean. You and Ruth just kind of blabbering away and being all loud. Do you think you could just shut the fuck up? David?
Hello.
Oh, hey, is this Ruth?
Yes.
Hey, oh, I was talking to David a minute ago.
Who is this?
This is your neighbor, Scam, from down the street.
Sam from down the street?
Scam. Just a few doors down from you over here on...
Okay.
And I was just asking David, you know, just politely, because I got a bit of a cold, and I was just hoping...
I don't know what number you are. What number?
House number? What do you need to know?
Yes.
That? I'm at 383. And anyways, I was just asking David, you know, politely, if you two could just shut the fuck up.
Sir.
Because I'm just
You are speaking to Ruth.
Yeah, I know.
And why are you using this language? My husband and I are... I think 383. You're in the wrong block.
No, I'm just a couple of houses down from you. And I was just, you know, just one neighbor to another.
383. And this is 379.
Yeah.
383 is a neighbor that her husband is in the hospital.
Yeah, no.
She is very, very sick.
Yeah, I'm sick too, and that's what I'm saying. Like, we're both sick over here, and can you just...
And what is your name?
My name's Scam, and I was just hoping that you could just kind of be quiet, you know, because we're trying to...
Your name is Scam. What is your last name?
Likely.
Scam Likely.
Yeah, and I was
I'm going to call the police and let them know if you're concerned.
No, it's not a police matter, ma'am. I was just asking if you could shut the fuck up, that's all.
You've got the wrong person, and
this is Ruth.
I am ashamed of you.
I'll be down there in a minute.
This is Ruth. Hey, can you tell David to shut the fuck up?
You know where 383 is?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
Ma'am,
you're
sick.
I know. I want to know where he is.
David.
Give me the phone.
Hello? David?
You know where he is? I don't care about that. He's standing right there.
I want to know what... And this guy, because I'm going after him.
David, you can find him at 383.
He's going after
me. Give me the phone, please.
Let's go now.
Hello? You.
It's a foolish phone call.
Hello?
For you?
It's not foolish.
David?
You know, I don't even want to get Linda in trouble. This person is no one that we already even know.
What, the star number? Star what? Star? What's the callback number?
Excuse me, David.
What's the callback number? Star what?
Look at me.
He'll give me his phone number. And then I can call the police and tell somebody on this phone is making obscene calls.
You're not going to dial the number. They'll just give you the number. You dial that number, you'll get him.
Give me the number.
And you know what?
Star what?
I do not want problems. Whoever that is was drunk. Whoever that is doesn't even know where he lives.
David.
Has nothing to do with us. Look at me. If it had something...
Look at me. What's the number?
If it has something to do with me, I would say, sorry, sir. But if he's going to come through and say that to me, I will hang up. And you know what? I have nothing.
That's why I hung up.
David?
I have nothing to do with him. Nothing. Nothing to do.
Why will you give me this number?
What?
Give me the number.
All right. If I give you the number, you're going to get him. And you know what? I'm going to get sick, and you're going to have another stroke. And you know what?
Oh, no.
It ain't going to stop. It will go on. Right now, you got to stop it. You get carried on, and you
I'm not carrying on. I want to get it solved.
When you dial that number,
they're having a domestic dispute.
Right back to the person.
It gives me the number. It comes up on the screen.
But he's so close to the phone that it's yes. Like, why can't he hear me?
Yes, I will.
Hello, David?
Then what will he do? You'll come right back and tell him how you feel.
Oh, I wouldn't say that. I want that at all.
Should I hang up? David?
And I'm calling the police, and he'll come down to your house, and he'll talk to you. That's what I would do now. Just call the police. Say we have somebody saying that they're cursing at us because we're making too much noise. My husband and I are sitting here watching television, and you know who I think it is? I won't tell you. I'll tell the policeman when he comes.
David?
Right now.
Fine, wife.
David?
Nothing. Just nothing. I got nothing for you.
David?
I got nothing for you, hon.
*69. *69.
David?
That's a sweet thing to say to me.
Well, what are you saying? I will tell you this because you, but just
David,
all I asked you was a simple
question. I never said anything like that.
I asked you a simple question.
And I just answered.
And you're going through a long story.
I told him I'm calling the police. And he hung up.
Hello, David?
So he called me. Shut up.
Are they fighting over the call?
David? Quit dialing. I'm on the phone. David?
He's on the phone right now.
David?
Yes.
Hey, what's going on over there? Are you guys fighting?
I'm going to fight if I know where you are. I'm coming over there.
Yeah, but don't yell at your wife. That's mean. And that's what I was talking about. Like, you two just need to shut the fuck up. Just sit there calmly, you know, and quietly. David?
Hello?
Oh, hello. Is this William?
Yes, it is.
Hey, it's Ira from just a little ways down the street.
Oh, okay.
And I was just wondering if you could do me a little bit of a favor.
Yeah?
I'm a little under the weather right now. I got a kind of a head cold and a headache and everything, you know? And I was just wondering, can you just shut the fuck up over there?
Really? Oh, okay, sure. We can do that. Yep.
Well, thanks. You know, I'm just trying to get a little sleep over here, just rest and heal up, you know?
Right.
So, well, yeah, if you could just, or maybe it's just Susan, I don't know, but can
yeah,
you just...
Yeah, probably is. She's making a lot of noise.
Yeah, yammering bitch.
She always does that. I have to tell her to be quiet.
Yeah, just tell her, shut the fuck up.
Okay, I'll do that.
And tell her to get back in the kitchen.
Okay, well, you hope you feel better tomorrow.
Oh, thanks, I appreciate that.
Right, bye.
All right, pat Susan on the butt for me.
Hello?
Whoa, why are you yelling at me? Jim?
Who's this?
This is Ira from down the street.
Oh, yeah, hi. Because I answered it once and nobody answered.
Oh, well, no, this is the first time I've called. Don't lie. Anyways, I was just calling because I was hoping that you could shut the fuck up over there.
Yeah, sure.
You know, all the ruckus, the music, and the yelling. Do you think you could just keep it to a low roar? Jim?
Hello, where do you live?
Just a few houses down from you.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, what do you ask?
Do you know anybody by the name of Byron who?
No, my name's Ira.
Oh, Ira.
Yeah. And I was just hoping you and Connie could just shut the fuck up, if you don't mind. Because I'm not feeling very well. I'm trying to rest, you know? Kind of get some quiet time.
Where do you live on? What's your address?
212.
212.
Yep. I don't see what that has to do with anything, though. I was just calling to ask if you could... Is that Connie in the background? Can you tell her to shut the fuck up, too? You know, just a... Just a neighborly thing.
Where the fuck
thing.
Is 212?
What?
Where the fuck is 212? I'll come down and knock.
Why are you cussing at me?
Because you did to me.
No, I'm not cussing at you. I'm just saying, you know, just, you know, politely shut the fuck up. You know, it's just a turn of phrase or something.
Oh, it is? Well, I'm telling you to go fuck off. Goodbye.
Oh, that's rude.
Hello.
Oh, hi. Is this Amanda?
Yes.
Hey, I got some custom mugs from you a while back, you know, with the vinyl prints and all that.
Yes.
And I was just wondering, like, what exactly are they made out of? Because both of my girls got sick after drinking out of it.
The mugs?
Yeah, well, you know, like the tumbler kind of thing. And yeah, it was just, you know, like...
What was on them?
There was a couple of them. I got one with a crown and a phone on it, and another one that said sass. And yeah,
I did not make those. Those were not for me.
Oh, no, you definitely did. This is custom vinyl, right?
I've never made those kind of cups before.
Oh, it was definitely you. Yeah, I remember talking to you and everything. It was like back in June, I think, somewhere around there. And they drank my shit right out of this cup. And the next thing you know, they're puking and throwing up. And it can't be a coincidence.
Okay. Well, I honestly don't know what to say because I know I didn't make them.
And you know, there's nothing wrong with my poop. You know, I'm a healthy.
Okay. Well, you have a good day. Hello.
Oh, hey, Amanda, it's Winston again. I was just wondering, are these things dishwasher safe? Because they're just crusted with my shit, and I don't really want to have to...
Okay, I don't know who you are, but my business is not a fucking joke.
What are you talking about?
Please do not call my phone again.
Hello?
Oh, hi, Suzanne?
Yes.
Hey, it's Ira from down the street.
Okay.
And I was just calling... to ask if you would do me kind of a little bit of a favor.
Okay.
Well, I was just wondering, I'm not feeling all that great. I've got a little bit of a head cold, and I was hoping that you could just kind of shut the fuck up over there.
Excuse me?
You know, just like, I just have this headache, and it won't go away, and I'm just trying to get some sleep, you know, and maybe you could just, I don't know, just kind of keep it to a low roar.
What is your problem?
Hey, Suzanne, I was just trying to ask nicely. Do you think, can you put Andy on the phone? Maybe I can reason with him.
Who is this?
This is Ira from just a few houses down.
Ira who? What's your address?
Ira Jumping. I don't know if we've ever met in person. I'm the one with the facial tattoos, though. You've probably seen me around.
Probably not. And I don't know what you're... Why you're cussing at me like that?
Well, no, I'm not cussing at you. I'm just asking, you know, can you just please shut the fuck up? Because, you know, I'm just trying to rest in bed.
You are cussing at me, and
well, no, I'm not cussing at you. I'm not cussing at you. I'm just saying, like, just, you know, as a neighborly thing, you know? Like, if you were under the weather,
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm sitting in my bedroom watching TV.
Yeah, you have the TV up loud, and you're kind of...
No, I don't.
Yeah, no, I can hear it. It's keeping me awake. I'm trying to, you know, I got to go to work tomorrow. I feel like shit, you know? Can you please just shut the fuck up?
You're rude. And no, I'm going to hang up, and please don't call back.
Oh, no, that
here.
Would be rude. I'm just, you know, I'm just under the weather.
You're rude. You're rude.
Your face is rude.
Hello?
Oh, hi, Mary.
Yes.
Hey, it's Ira from just a couple doors down.
Uh-huh.
And I was just wondering if you could do me a little bit of a favor.
Okay.
I'm feeling a little under the weather, and I'm just trying to rest up, and I was hoping you could just shut the fuck up over there.
I could do what?
If you could just please shut the fuck up and turn that TV down.
Oh, our TV?
Yeah, it's just blaring loud, and, you know, I'm just trying to get some sleep, you know, because I don't feel well.
All right, we'll turn it down, sorry.
Yeah, is that your husband?
He's my significant other.
Oh, that's weird. Yeah, I shouldn't assume gender. But anyways, tell your significant other to shut the fuck up as well.
Okay.
because he or she is just blabbering away over there.
That's not very nice language that you're using.
Oh, no, I'm just asking nicely, you know, just as a neighbor.
Well, you have that F word in there, which isn't necessary.
Oh, it's, you know, I'm not cussing at you. It's just, you know, we're all adults. You know, it's just the way I speak.
All right.
You know, it's just the way I come off. I mean, what do you want me to sound like? A fucking paradiddle?
All right, we'll turn it down.
All right, yeah, just turn it down and shut the fuck up.
Yeah, he's just glaring, he's trying to get to sleep. You kept telling me your significant other to shut the fuck up on the TV, and that's what I said to him. The F word's not necessary. You know?
How the hell can he hear that TV?
Hello.
Oh, hi, Edward?
Yes.
Hey, it's your neighbor, Ira, from down the street.
Yeah.
Hey, I was just wondering if you could do me a little bit of a favor.
What's that?
I'm a little under the weather past couple of days, got kind of a cold. And I was just hoping that you and Joanne could just shut the fuck up over there.
Are you serious?
No, I mean, you know, just kind of just keep it down, maybe to a low roar.
How about you go fuck yourself?
Oh, that's not very neighborly of you to say.
Well, why don't you come the fuck down here and we'll talk about it?
No, I told you I'm not feeling well. I'm, you know,
well, you're going to feel worse if I get my hands on you.
Oh, you can't threaten me.
I did. I just did.
Well, all I'm saying is, you know, just be a good neighbor and just, you know, like speak softly.
How about go fuck yourself?
Hey, come on.
Where do you live at?
I live on the same street, a couple houses.
Yeah, where? How far down?
Well, what does that matter? I'm just asking, you know, from one neighbor to another, just...
This is a guy named Ira telling us to shut the fuck up and keep noise down.
No, I'm not telling you. I'm just asking nicely. Can you just please shut...
I'm telling you to go fuck yourself.
Well,
I'm going to tell you, I'm going to find you.
Oh.
And you're going to have a foot right up your ass.
Oh, well, I mean, can you bring me some NyQuil or something at least?
I'm going to give you NyQuil.
What does that mean?
You're a piece of shit.
Oh, you're a piece of shit.
Right,
I was just asking.
A man, give me your address.
Can I just talk to Joanne? Maybe she's more reasonable.
Where do you live? How far down?
Just a few houses. Is that Joanne in the background? Can you tell her to
yes.
shut the fuck
yes,
up as well?
Yes, it is. Yeah.
It's not helping my headache. I have a, you know, like a sinus headache.
You're going to have worse than a headache with you, asshole.
Oh, you're all tough.
I'm going to find you.
You're a telephone tough guy.
No, I'm not. If I find you, you'll find out.
Oh, you're not going to find
right?
me. You're not going to find me, motherfucker.
You got balls. Don't you ever call this fucking number again.
No, I don't have...
You got it?
I actually don't have balls. I'm a woman.
Yeah?
So you're assuming...
You're a woman.
You're assuming my gender.
Yeah, you're a woman by the name of Ira.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's a genderless name. It's unisex.
Well, you're an asshole. And don't you ever call this number again.
Okay, well...
You understand?
Okay, well, will you just shut the fuck up over there? Just kind of keep it down.
No, you shut the fuck up. What are you telling me to shut the fuck up
for? Well, I'm trying to sleep. That's what I'm trying to explain to you.
Who is that?
You gotta... How old are you?
He knew your name.
How old are you?
Your name.
It could be somebody in the neighborhood pulling up a fucking joke. Now you're going to look like an asshole.
Yeah, act your age, asshole. Hello? Edward? Thanks again to Jay Smooth for helping me quiet down my neighbors so I can get some sleep and hopefully start feeling better. And also thanks to Jim Bob, the Impaler, for giving me the number to that lady who sells the vinyl cup things. I kind of fucked that call up. Oh well. Thanks, Jim. And of course, thanks to all of you for your continued support. I greatly appreciate it. I'm gonna go get some rest now. See you next time. You
The number you have dialed is unallocated.